there's, you know, definitely a lot of passion behind Aboriginal midwives and Aboriginal midwifery. There's a lot of resilience, and you know, there's a lot of barriers and a lot of obstacles that we've had to confront over the years. But I think that, you know, just our perseverance and our passion for what we do and the difference that we see we're making really, you know, it keeps us getting out of bed in the morning and getting up and standing that fight. So I'd say it's our passion.
What do you think has been some of the most profound obstacles?
I think that just like the government legislation that is so disjointed, and it's so, it's challenging to really, there's no defining way that you can just say this is where it fits. Aboriginal midwifery fits into so many different aspects of government policy and, you know, healthcare policy that it's really challenged because, you know, just when you think you found a solution to something, it doesn't fit in that pocket neatly enough that they have to take it and wrap it around a lot of other different places, and it often gets lost in that shuffle. That on top of lots of different, you know, resentments and, you know, opinions and stereotypes and, you know, racism and just policy that exists. It's just, that's, I think, the hardest part about just making something happen. Too many levels of bureaucracy.